Welcome everybody to South Bethlehem and the top of the Flatiron Building, which is also the home of WDIY. We're here today with Executive Director of WDIY, Margaret McConnell. Thank you so much for braving the flights of stairs.
Yeah, and the crazy flights of stairs.
And what I was told is the first elevator in the city of Bethlehem is in this building. It's exactly what you think the first elevator would
be. It has not been altered one bit.
So you need to be trained to do it. It's amazing.
Yes.
And I've been fortunate enough to be on this roof a few times, which is a little crazy. So we thought this is the best place. We're going to talk about 30 years of WDIY.
That's right.
Let's go to
a view of the entire valley, which we serve the entire valley.
It couldn't be more apropos.
Yeah.
So let's talk about those 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we are celebrating. WDIY is celebrating its 30th anniversary year. It's ubiquitous, right? We all know about WDIY. We see it all the time. We're listening to it. But what about the origins? Because I don't even know if I know exactly about some of the people who came together to make it happen. So could you educate us?
So there were our operations director, Neil Heaver, was one of the founders as a graduate out of Muhlenberg College. Mm-hmm. Where am I supposed to look at you? So Neil Heaver was a graduate of Muhlenberg, where mm-hmm. he had been participating in the radio station, the college radio station.
WMUH.
Yes. And he teamed up with another founder, Cheryl Hockney, who had also had a radio show at her college. And they were like, we want to keep doing this. And how do we do this? And then they got a bunch of other people together. And it took them 10 years.
Really?
10 years these people stuck with this.
It's crazy.
They had to do the engineering study.
Sure.
You have to find a direct route from the antenna that's on top of our building here to another tower to transmit.
Okay.
They had to get the frequency. They had to get the call letters. The call letters they had to commission from the Navy, because the call letters were originated to name ships, because they transmitted from the ship. So there was the song, Peter Gabriel had a song at the time that was popular, DIY.
Okay.
They decided they're doing it themselves. They're building
themselves. I always wondered if that was on purpose. I mean, it makes sense that it would be, but
So they wanted WDIY as the frequency, as the call letters. And they commissioned the Navy, and the Navy gave it to them.
That's great.
Right?
I didn't know that.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. So 10 years later, they raised all the money. They found the space. They bought the equipment. And we went on air on January 8th, 1995.
That is amazing. I mean, it tells you about their passion behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years for anything. Anything like that where you have to work with the government and they're telling you, you're going to have to do this. It's very easy to just say.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the longest tenure I've ever had anywhere was 10 years at a job.
Sure.
And I was crawling out of my skin, needing a change, you know? So for somebody to stick with something that long, and then they didn't just stick
with it. How did they get here? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but let me just say that many of these people are still involved in the station.
Sure. Neil brought us up here in the elevator. He's like the only qualified. I don't know. Talk about that.
No. So there many of them are still on air and still have shows.
And then how did they come to this building? Was it just in that process they found the space?
In the process of looking for where they could transmit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they found it.
But just it came up, it's just like an amazing building. If you haven't been in it, the first couple times you come through, you're just like...
What is this place?
You just feel like you're in a different... I'm like, I'm in Bethlehem? It's very bizarre. And public radio has always been deeply local. I mean, that's why people love it so much. And how has WDIY stayed true to that to this day?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the community that has embraced it and the volunteers that, again, speaking of the founders that have been with us for 40 years, but also all of the volunteers that have come through over the years. And we have 130 volunteers, and that's who's on air.
Right. Yep.
So it's not paid staff, and that's, it's the community that comes to us and says, I'd like to do a show. We think there's a large enough group of people that appreciate this kind of music or this kind of information. I'll do the show. I'm as a volunteer, and that's what's enabled us to remain hyper-local, because all of the content is coming from local community members.
And you feel that, pride. I love it when people are calling in in, you know, I did one with a gardening show. And they were calling it just like all these phone calls asking about gardening. And it's great. Yeah. You get that type of conversation that you just don't really hear anywhere else. Right. I don't know, you know?
Yeah. And we have guests on from the community. All of our community affairs podcasts are done by community members and highlight local business leaders, yeah. nonprofit leaders, all kinds of different topics that you can think of.
Which kind of brings me to that, because that's a milestone. You know, yeah. what are some of the milestones within those 30 years that WDIY, that you feel WDIY has contributed to the Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, I think it's the diverse content that we have. I mean, 75% of what we have on air is music, okay? Mm-hmm. So that ranges over 35 plus genres.
And that's a lot of music you are not hearing
it's
on the radio anywhere.
Yeah, it's non-commercial music. Okay, so local musicians yep. who are doing, there's so much music out there.
There's some great music.
I've been on this roof for some great music. And they're just not getting airtime. And so when you listen to non-commercial radio, your world is opened up, mm-hmm. right? So your world is expanded. It's like when you read a book.
Well, you take off a little bit, no offense to any commercial radio, but you take off just a little bit of that, what's the word? Just like a layer, I don't know, that commercialism.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
just the people here are they're just like, hey, I'm here because I want to be here.
I love this song and I want to share it with
right.
you.
Right. And not that, you know, it's just a little bit different. It's a little bit
yeah. And I think the other thing that, you know, as far as milestones over the 30 years is we have grown to meet the demand of our listeners. Mm-hmm. So, you know, radio. You have a radio? In your house?
Yes.
You have a radio in your house?
Well, I mean, we have a radio in our house.
You do?
Do we use it often?
How do you still have a radio? I don't have a radio.
We have a radio. You know what?
For the drive-in.
We bought one for the Shakewiler's drive-in.
So get out.
There, we can put it on there.
Okay.
So yes, we have
all right.
A radio.
So I have a radio in my car, and that's it. So people are listening on smart speakers. They're listening to podcasts on podcast platforms.
I listen on your website.
On computers. Yeah. So over the years, we adapted. Mm-hmm. We have our own app. That was a milestone. It's a free app. You can download it to your phone. We are streaming online, and this year I just had to increase our streaming spend because that's how many people are listening on streaming.
I think that's going to just get bigger.
Yeah.
You know?
So we pay more now for streaming because more people are listening that way. And then, of course, you know, all of our content is on our community affairs content is on podcast platforms.
Right, and that's where I listen to a lot of that through the podcast platform as yeah. well. And you just have so many coming out on a reliable schedule.
Right.
That it's, you know, it's great.
Yeah, and then we're changing up the shows to meet the community's demands. So adding shows in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
that was a big milestone.
It's even like having the one, and I forget the host name, but having the one about financial planning.
Oh, your financial choices.
I'm like, this is so, like, yes, I have many questions.
Yes.
Lori Sieber has been doing that show for
16 years.
Yeah.
And listen, there's people that listen all over the valley and beyond. She's had callers from, you know, New Jersey that are like, I listen to you every week. And she just gives excellent advice.
Right. And
it's free.
For if you're unfamiliar, Lori Sieber does the financial matters.
Your financial choices,
which is a program that allows people, if they want, to call in and ask her advice yep. on
It's a live
their
show. Live show.
Yeah.
It's our only live show on that's community talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she does it every week for an hour.
It's great.
After work.
I mean,
like, I just, like, that's the commitment.
I look at some people like that, and I'm just like, I need to up my game.
Right, right.
Truly. Like, I say that funny, but truly, because, like, she's dedicating that much time.
Yeah.
It's great. We were at one of these, I believe, but how are you, you're at the park. How are you marking 30 years? I mean,
yeah.
I know you've had some celebrations, but
yep.
is there anything continuing through the end
of
the year?
Well, one thing we've done is open up our music archives.
Okay.
So, all of the past recordings that we've done live in the studio, and we've
Ooh.
Done many.
Sure.
So last year we did 40 in studio interviews with musicians that are
wow.
coming through the valley. And so he opened up the archives, made the archives available to our DJs to mix in. So that's ongoing. And then we had a party, of course, you gotta have a party. So we had a party in June.
We were there. Our favorite part was the Pirates.
Yeah, the Pirates. The Pirates were there. So we had the 30th All-Star Celebration.
Yeah, that was great.
Which had...
That was our first time at the Grove, and it was the South Mountain Grove.
Yeah, yeah.
We had never been there before. I love going to places where you're like, how have I never been here before?
Right, so this, like, tucked away at South Mountain. So, yeah, and then, of course, you know, we've done a couple of concerts, joint concerts, mm-hmm. to celebrate. And, you know, other bands that are playing are like, hey, can we tag on and be the media sponsor for this show and just, you know, throw our name out there and say, yes, happy anniversary to WDIY.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Hey, we're going to get into the serious stuff because this is affecting us, you directly right now. Let's talk about the significant concern about federal funding for public media. How are these cuts affecting and how will they affect WDIY?
Yeah, so we were receiving a grant through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting of $111,000 was what we got last year, in 2025. And so that is no longer going to be received. That's 15% of our budget.
Sure.
And although that doesn't seem like a huge amount to have to replace, we've already been operating in a deficit.
Yeah, try to replace 15% of your personal budget for the year.
That's a part-time job, right? So we've got to fill that funding gap, right? And we've seen some emergency response as far as people writing checks, additional checks and gifts to us. People aren't going to continue to respond in an emergency fashion, right?
Sure.
So we've got to find, initial, wow, oh my God, we got to save this. And then it's not going to continue. And so we're looking for new revenue streams and we're looking for opportunities for partnership with mm-hmm. other public radio stations. Mm-hmm. And the entire network is looking at that. So we're part of the NPR member network. And so our groups are all working together to come up with solutions. One of the biggest ticket items right now that we're focused on is music licensing rights. Mm-hmm. So the CPB owns the music licensing rights for all public radio stations that receive federal dollars.
Okay.
That includes us.
So they would cover you underneath that.
We're covered. We don't have to negotiate our own music rights. There's six major music licensing houses. They're all negotiated through CPB. They own the license. And so there is an active group basically through NPR that's working to figure out how to translate or transfer those rights to another entity or figure out how to cover the stations. And I do believe that this will get worked out. I mean, like, ask me that in July when the rescission passed, I wouldn't have had the same answer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we've been working through it over the last couple of weeks, you know, I have faith that this will get worked out, both because the music licensing houses don't want to lose our revenue.
Of course.
And there's all of these artists out there that they're trying to promote.
Right.
How else are they going to be heard?
I'm sure that they're also kind of like, maybe this isn't the best decision.
Yeah, right. So that's all, you know, being worked out. But there's so many other things that are impacting us because of the rescission.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, for those who may not realize it or say, well, you're local radio, you should be doing all local stuff. Can you talk about how federal funding impacts radio stations like WDIY?
Right. So, you know, we're part of the emergency alert system. I think that's what it is, emergency alert system. So we have a satellite on our building that receives emergency alerts, transmits down into the station where we have a little receiver and you can hear when an emergency alert comes in. It's on all the time. That we don't know what's going to happen with that, mm-hmm. right? So now you're talking about a tornado comes through the Lehigh Valley. It happens, or the smoke that we got from Canada last year. You know, that goes out as an emergency.
These are not
alert.
Uncommon, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And remember that. Yeah. Okay. You can get that stuff online if you have internet, but not everybody has internet. And you know, public radio was set up to inform every member of the community, no matter what their income level. Or where they live, right?
Right, and there's still a digital divide where there are many people who, like you said, they don't have access to the internet, and we can't assume that that's their mode yet.
Right,
you know, we're not
right. I mean, this is a rural area as much as we are in a city right now. I mean, you're looking out there.
20 feet that way.
Right, that's rural. I mean, you go 15 minutes, you're in farm country, mm-hmm. right? So, Did that answer the question?
I think so. I mean, okay. And then we're going to like, what are some of the steps? And you talked about you're working with the organization inside and people inside of NPR. What is going on currently in addition to clearly, you know, fundraising?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm out pounding the pavement right now. And right. If you get a call from me, I'm sorry, I'm asking for money. You know, that's
hey,
just
that's the
where
time,
it
right.
is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just looking at every avenue and resource, and I'm working with some consultants as well on some fundraising too.
And one of those is an event in October.
Yeah, so we already were planning that event because remember, I was here, I joined in February 2024. Mm-hmm. We had a deficit budget that year. And so when I did the budget for the next fiscal year, I had to come up with revenue, new revenue streams, right? To try to close that gap. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the event that we're having in October, which is Lehigh Valley Hollywood Squares.
Oh yeah.
So I think you might know about
that.
It. Yeah. Yep. So that's
really exciting.
October.
Looking forward to that. And then I'm sure as we're gonna see how that event goes. Make sure you buy your tickets. We're gonna have the link in the show notes. But beyond that, throughout the year, you're gonna continue to do what you are doing.
Yep.
And who knows?
There
might
be
new
stuff.
We
have a couple of benefit concerts that are coming up in December and January. Local musicians again who have come forward and said, we want to help you. We're going to have a benefit concert. Mm-hmm. So look for that information. We'll be putting that out there as it gets closer.
And we talked about radio and digital. How are we meeting the kids? Like, how are we getting them into it? I mean, the digital part is that having an app, having a website that you can stream, having the podcast on every platform, having you doing really cool, like Seamus is up here doing some awesome band stuff.
Right.
You know,
some
it's
punk
just,
bands.
How are we getting some of the younger people involved?
Yeah, well, so we have a youth media program. We've had it for at least two decades, and we've had over 200 students come through here where we train them in broadcasting and then recording. They do their own podcasts. They go on air. We have five shows right now that are led by teenagers, hosted by teenagers.
I was on one.
Yeah,
it was the mental health awareness.
Yeah, with, Yana.
Yep. Yana.
And we actually have a show also that's hosted by a college student called 20s Toolbox, and I am actively working on expanding and growing that program to get it into more schools, to get more kids to produce podcasts, because listen, that's what these kids want to be. Nobody wants to be Michael Jordan anymore. I know that dates me tremendously.
Like, I want to be Michael.
Who's LeBron James? Let's go.
It is LeBron. My daughter wants to be a YouTuber, and I'm
See?
Like, you know what? I mean,
well, you
maybe
can't argue, because like that's kind of what you do.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we're like the local YouTuber.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, there's definitely, you know, there's money in that game, right?
Right.
It is not just like, hey, you're a crazy kid for thinking that. There is definitely opportunities. And if those kids are telling stories to their peers in a way that they relate,
right.
Let's do it.
Right.
I think that's really exciting.
Yeah, but like, listen, they're not just like talking smack.
No.
They are,
no.
Like the show we have, Teen Scientist, won 4 awards in broadcasting.
Yeah.
Okay, like they're talking about real topics. We have one on Roots and Resilience, which is environmentally focused. So they're not, and then there's Teen Money, which is supported by the Baker Foundation. So there's real talk, real shows, real information out there, not just talking about, you know, pop culture.
Yeah. And moving on to talk a little bit more about like why public media, this word, why is it, you know, so important? Why is it so important to you? Why do you think it's so important? Should it be so important to Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that one, we are supporting the arts and culture in the Lehigh Valley. We're showcasing arts and culture through our music, through the musicians that come through here. Also, we're providing a platform for the arts and cultural institutions to get very low cost advertising for their programs. And we have a ticket giveaway every week where through our partnerships with the arts and cultural institutions, we're getting seats in their door.
Butts in the seats.
Can we say butts in the seats?
Yeah.
Okay. So
we're
getting butts in the seats for these arts and cultural institutions. So that's one of the main things that I'm very proud that we are able to support that community. The other thing is the information that we're giving. You know, we have a show with the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission.
Yep.
That talks about things that you're not seeing in the news. You know, wastewater treatment isn't getting, stormwater isn't getting covered. Okay, we all know about Route 22, but like, what's really happening with plans for transportation in the Lehigh Valley. Like, this is information that matters to your everyday life.
Yeah.
It's also development trends. It's talking about the business community here. It's sharing information that's relevant to your daily life. And that's all about this community, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a place for civic engagement. And that's maybe a dirty word at this point. I'm not sure. But I think we all need to be engaged in what's happening in our local politics. Mm-hmm. It impacts everybody.
Just from my perspective, I think a lot of people, when they feel like they're engaged when they comment on a Facebook post,
right.
or something, or they see an LVPC, a Planning Commission news article that goes out, they don't read it, then they comment on it. I get it. I've done that, right? But this is where we need to have some longer form conversations that may not be as fun because they don't take 60 seconds.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Like, there's no way around it. We can't do these things in 60 seconds. So that's why we're, taking the time.
Yeah.
And that's why you have things where you have to explain things, because it's a lot of the stuff is complicated.
Right.
And it's not just a yes or no type thing. And we need to understand that. And I wonder if, that renaissance returns where we're talking more and we're communicating in a longer
way. The bar stools out of the bars and make everybody stand and turn the TVs off, right? That's what the pubs were for back in the UK and Britain and Ireland. You can't sit down at the bars in Scotland, I hate to tell you, you're standing and talking. Like
Porter's Pub in Easton, they don't have a TV for that reason.
Really?
If you ever know, or they have one there, but they never turn it on just because they want people to talk.
Yeah.
And I agree. Listen, I'm clearly not anti-technology. I'm just like, how do we continue to still have fulfilling conversations while our attention span is so...
Right,
so.
And civil conversations too. I mean, that's the challenge.
And you came in at an interesting time.
Sure.
Your role. So, talk to me about what WDIY means to you personally.
Yeah, I took a very deliberate change in career during the pandemic because I felt that I needed to do more in the community. Like, I had already been doing a lot of nonprofit work, volunteering.
Yep.
But, I had a full-time job. And so there came a point where it was like, well, there's only so much I can do. And I really saw just everybody hurting from the pandemic. And, George Floyd's murder really impacted me. And I wanted to just give back in a more meaningful way and dedicate my career to that. And eventually that landed me here. And I mean, this is all about the community.
Right.
I mean, I didn't even think about this job but it came to me, and now I'm like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to take this job. Mm-hmm. This is all about delivering.
You hit the ground running from my vantage point, and you've been very active and public and vocal, and these are somewhat difficult topics to breach right now.
Yeah.
And I
believe in the platform of public radio because it gives voice to all. Mm-hmm. It gives the voice to people who are trying to tell a story, and how are they going to get that story out there? I mean, you're in media, right? Like, you get a number of press releases across your desk. You can respond to 1% of them.
I'm the worst at that too. I'm like, I try to get as many as possible. Yeah, you can only do what you can.
You have
resources.
And journalism has declined. Mm-hmm.
Locally as well.
Journalism.
There's very good journalism in Lehigh Valley.
Yes.
It's very different than it was.
It's very different. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about finishing off here. Can you tell a story or something that captures the spirit of WDIY?
I'm going to actually read it because it's so good.
Great.
So one of our hosts and one of my board members, she's our member representative on the board, Aria Ortiz.
Sure, yeah.
Is the host of Charla Communitaire, which is a show she does in English and Spanish that provides necessary information to the Latino community. So she wrote the most beautiful thing.
I'm doing a video with her soon for the Puerto Rican celebration.
Oh, good.
So yeah.
Okay, so she wrote this, and I keep it taped in my office.
Okay.
Because it helps me feel better. Through WDIY, we combat homelessness, address mental health issues for adults, children, and youth, prevent teen suicide, alleviate senior citizen loneliness, and at the same time, spread joy, community services, and music from every genre, uniting the diverse voices of our community. WDIY WDIY is not just a radio station. It is a beacon of hope, support, and empowerment for everyone in our community. I mean, that's beautiful.
It's true.
It's beautiful. Great. It's exactly what we do. Okay. It's a uniter. We are a uniter.
And it's a special, you know, it's a special space. It's a special, you know, thing that exists to allow everybody. That's what, and it's great too that they're bringing in, they have shows for different communities.
Yes.
So it's not just like, hey, we're going to do garden. It's such a variety.
Right.
And it's for everyone.
Right.
Which I think is important. And that brings us to what is your last message that you want to leave with the audience on this beautiful September day in South Bethlehem.
I know.
We should just do a show up here and be on the roof.
So I don't know that I can top what Aria said.
Sure,
but you know, I believe public media provides basically a town square for the community where it resides, right? And it's built for the community by the community. And that's important. And it's important that we continue to support the efforts of public media to unite people and to give voice to those who don't have one.
And if you're clearly, if you're someone who cannot donate, you know, if that's listening,
yeah,
sharing,
share it on
Check
social
it out,
media.
You know,
it's like, totally free for you to like listen to the station and then share out what you liked. And
who knows, maybe the next great show is a listener out there who just hasn't listened yet.
Yeah.
And they're going to get the inspiration. And that's, I think, what's really neat, because that could happen. That will probably happen.
Right.
And that's, you know, DIY.
And let me tell you, there is a high demand for shows. I met with somebody yesterday. We're creating a show. I've got another one that I'm talking to that we're creating a show. So everybody, like, there's so many people, kids included, who want to have podcasts. And it's important to have a producer who has studio space that can help get these people out there, get their message out there and heard.
Right. Well, it's been a pleasure. I kind of don't want to leave.
It's so fun.
Kind of just want to like check it out. This is beautiful. If you ever get a chance, I don't know, if you ride the old elevator up here, it's amazing. We live in such a beautiful place, truly, and we should be proud of it. And we are so proud of WDIY, and we're looking forward to another 30 years. Yeah. Let's make it happen. It's you guys, it's you, it's us.
Right.
And I'll see you at Hollywood Squares.
All right, thanks.
See you guys. A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.